It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Kat Kamek, who represents the 3rd Congressional District of Florida. It's so good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
And also a member of the House Ag Committee. And what a busy time for the committee.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, we're in the middle of getting ready to mark up the 2024 Farm Bill, which, of course, many people know happens every 5 years. And representing the Sunshine State, we have, as I jokingly, not so jokingly say, the most to lose, but also the most to gain in this Farm Bill. You know, representing a state with 300 plus specialty crops and year-round production, number of different challenges on multiple fronts, it is very, very important for us to get this Farm Bill right. So we're really excited about what's to come this week.
Well, and you mentioned the citrus industry, and there are a couple other states that share citrus as well, but Florida has really seen some challenges over the past few years, well, past 10 to 15 years, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously citrus greening has had a detrimental, devastating, in some cases, impact on Florida citrus. And we are seeing that same disease start to make its way across the Southeast. And, you know, Texas is now starting to deal with this issue. But for us, one of the most important things in the Farm Bill was ensuring that the citrus greening research grant, that block grant of $25 million a year for 5 years, stays steady. Because for universities like University of Florida and IFAS and the incredible teams that work on this issue, they need that runway, that last push to get over the hump to really figure out a way that is a cure, but also commercially and economically viable. That is going to be key in not just saving the citrus industry, but the identity of citrus in the state of Florida. It's hard to imagine a Florida without palm trees, beaches, and oranges, right? So this is a really important part of our identity as Floridians, but for the domestic citrus production industry as a whole. And, you know, there's a couple of other different things that we're really excited about. A voluntary base update is critical for our producers, and we're excited about what that means for not just Florida, but really the United States. So the addition of 30 million new base acres, along with a reference price increase, that's going to give a really good lifeline to producers all around the country. And of course, coming back to Florida, AGI, you know, the adjusted gross income, those caps, those limits have been very, very arbitrary, particularly for Florida producers, who we not only experienced disasters, but we're contending with unfair trade issues that have really put our producers at a disadvantage. So that, along with other reforms to dairy and some other programs, this is a very, very big year for Florida producers. I'm telling you, I've never seen a farm bill this good for Florida. And so we're really excited and ready for the fight to get this across the finish line.
You know, I'm so glad you said that. I was talking earlier in the week with some members of organizations, cattle and pork organizations, relaying the same thing. This could be the best farm bill we've ever teed up. And speaking of livestock, you've got a thriving cattle industry as well in Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. People, again, they don't think of Florida as a big cow-calf state, but we actually rank top 10. And, you know, we're home to some of the biggest operations in the country, Deseret being one of them. Phenomenal producers who do incredible work in the cow-calf industry, but also holding the line. And that's where the vaccine bank is so critical to maintain that, to ensure that that's funded. We've seen how very scary a situation of foot and mouth disease coming in. It would decimate our domestic market. It would decimate our producers. And so that's something for our cattlemen and women that we're watching. We're very glad to see that that is incorporated in this farm bill, really protecting those markets. That's something we're excited about because, of course, we want to see these domestic markets flourish. We want to start looking abroad at new markets and ways that we can expand American beef and products overseas, but we can't do that if we're not taking care of business here at home. So really great wins in this farm bill from a production agriculture standpoint, and of course from a conservation standpoint as well.
You know, one of the other things we might think about when we think about Florida, and much like other states like California and New York, is is the larger areas, the larger cities.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of rural areas. How important is a farm bill for rural communities?
Oh, it's critical. I mean, when you start thinking about every aspect of your daily life in a rural community, from the fire trucks that you see in a rural community, the Farm Bill and the USDA sometimes are the backbone to fund those fire trucks. For rural education, for rural healthcare, for research and development, these are all things that the Farm Bill touches, because so many of the programs today are geared towards big cities, right? And rural America has always kind of been an afterthought, especially in recent years. But for someone like me who represents a very rural district, it's so critically important that we're focusing on critical infrastructure, broadband, healthcare, education, those programs that keep our communities in rural America alive and thriving. Because at the end of the day, people have to start thinking about agriculture as national security. A nation that can't feed itself is not secure. And our rural communities are absolutely the backbone to that.
So good to see you. I know it's a busy week. Thanks
it
for
is.
Carving out some time.
Thank you.
Come back and see you soon.
Appreciate you.
Again, it's the Honorable Kat Kamak. She represents the 3rd Congressional District of Florida, member of the House Ag Committee. I'm Tony St. James from the Capitol. This is the Agribusiness Report.